Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
And on this third day of July, welcome to Amarillo, Texas, and game number 3 of a 6-game set here, part of a 6-game series for the week. Rock Hounds and Amarillo will make the move to Momentum Bank Ballpark beginning tomorrow. Yep, the Hounds going to be home on the 4th of July. That's been a while, by the way. And also on Friday and Saturday. So our Independence Day celebration begins tomorrow on the 4th, continues in the 5th and the 6th. Fireworks all 3 nights. They're going to have fireworks here this evening. Had them last night. Now, not quite according to schedule. When last we left most of you, the rain was absolutely pelting here. Storm came, it felt like almost out of nowhere. The Rockhounds and the Sodpoodles had played 4 innings last night. The Hounds led it by the score of 4-1, but there was no way to continue play. Really kind of surprising they were able to get the rest of the game in. An hour 47 rain delay, so it was obviously a late evening. When the game resumed, Rockhounds again led 4-1. Hounds added a run in the top of the 5th inning, an RBI single by Junior Perez, who continues to swing the bat so very well in this road trip. So it was a 5-1 game. You come back after a rain delay. Gunnar Hoagland had gotten the start for the Hounds, another very good performance. He gave up a run on 3 hits over 4 innings. Gunnar has been among the very best in all of AA over the last month or so. But you come back at this ballpark, and we've had experiences this way where you come back after a delay and all of a sudden Hodgetown going to bite you in the backside. Did not happen last night thanks to a brilliant performance by relievers Colin Palouse and Seth Elledge. They went 5 innings, pitching the 5th through the 9th, 15 up, 15 down. Colin went the first 3. Seth closed it out. No save, although that's almost criminal. It really was just such a good performance. Colin gets the win, and Seth Elledge slams the door. 15 up and 15 down for the bullpen. Absolutely terrific. Junior Perez continued to swing the bat really well. He went 2-for-4, scored a 1 run, drove one in. Brennan Malone had a home run. The Hounds have hit 7 home runs in this first 2 games of this 3-game set. Hit 6 of them on Monday night. Daniel Susak didn't have a huge game, but again, he went 1-for-3, scored 1, drove 1 in, stole a base. Henry Bolte, who joined the ball club on Monday and went 3-for-4. Look, he's 20 years of age, very exciting young player. It's going to be a learning experience. Went 0-for-5 last night, had 4 strikeouts. Took a very good play, by the way, at second base by Tim Tawa to deny him a base hit. But that's going to be part of the learning curve. And we talked about Henry Bolte. Again, he has just joined the club from Lansing. Last name is B-O-L-T-E, and the E is pronounced Henry Bolte. 20-year-old. He was drafted in the 2nd round in 22 out of Palo Alto, California High School. Henry up from Lansing, and he hit 278 at Lansing and did that, and this is really not easy to do. He hit 278 with power and speed. He had 19 doubles, 6 triples, 11 home runs, 52 runs driven in. Tremendous performance with a 278 average. And especially right now, I mean, this day and age, that is a really solid batting average for a guy with power. He struck out 101 times in 266 ABs, but still hit 278. I just find that statistically and just the nature of the game right now, find that fascinating. But Gregorio Petit managed him a year ago in Stockton, and G was smiling when he and I talked about Henry on Monday. He is a really exciting player, and has said this last night, I think it's really important. You're not going to replace a Colby Thomas. Colby, of course, a little more advanced in his career, a guy who figures to have a great chance to be in the big leagues by the end of this season, really hope so. Tremendous kid, just great kid, great player. The way Colby Thomas plays is infectious. He's a very good player to begin with, and obviously that's the bottom line. But his style of play really brings something extra, that intangible, to your lineup. And Henry Bolte, and I think Gregorio told me this, and it's really obvious just watching him play, he can bring that too. So a really, really cool addition just ahead, of course, of the end of this home road trip, rather, with the homestand upcoming. as the Sod Poodles take the diamond here. Just a reminder that the three game set coming up July 4th, 5th, and 6th, start of what will be a 9-game homestand for the Hounds to get a couple of days break after the Saturday game, and then host the North Division leading Arkansas Travelers. So a really good homestand coming up, beginning with our Independence Day celebration, and that begins tomorrow night. Sounds good to me. Been on the road a while. Pitching matchup, right-hander Dylan File for Amarillo. Lefty Domingo Robles goes to the mound for the Hounds in this one. And the Hounds have taken the first two games of this series, so looking for a sweep of a mini-series, this three-gamer. Hounds, by the way, have won 10 out of 14 against Amarillo on the season. Hounds have not quite clinched, but almost clinched, he said with rented lips, the Oil Pan Cup. Very cool, 10-4 in this season series. We're going to have a very, very big crowd here tonight, and they are standing now. We'll take you downstairs. Presentation of the colors. We have an honor guard. Yes, there they are. They will march the colors in from the third base side. Expecting just shy of 7,000, I think, here this evening, I was told, with fireworks, of course. It is by design, the way MLB has designed the schedule. If you're home on the 4th of July, you will be on the road on the 3rd, so that, again, the home teams can, if you don't have the 4th directly, at least you have a chance for an Independence Day celebration. It's always such a, always big crowds and just a perfect matchup of baseball and of course, the Stars and Stripes. Honor guard marching the colors. They'll stop out in back of second base right on the outfield grass. Going to be breezy again here this evening. Wind blowing out toward the left field corner. But the good news is we have mostly blue skies right now. Very warm evening after the rain delay last night. No more of that here tonight, please. Colors are now presented. Take you downstairs. Boy, always just such a great setting. Something about the 4th of July week in baseball. Just a great combination. And we'll take you downstairs now for the singing of the Star Spangled Banner. There are times when of course, radio, audio broadcasting, kind of butts heads with what's going on here. They had a flyover during the national anthem, which was very, obviously very, very impressive. Kind of drowned out the singer both for us and also in the ballpark, but that was pretty impressive. You got the flyover going along with the national anthem. Honor Guard will march the colors off the diamond here at Hodgetown. Rockhounds, by the way, winning the opener 14-4. Mentioned a 6-home run game for the Hounds. And last night, a 5-1 win when all is said and done. The early lead, then the rain delay of almost 2 hours. And, boy, handed the baseball to Colin Palouse and Seth Elledge. And they were absolutely outstanding, going 5 perfect innings. in this ball game, that wind is going to be strong. It's 20 miles an hour and gusting a little higher from time to time out toward left. Nobody know about this ballpark. The wind gets out, or the ball gets out quickly with or without the wind, and it is pushing out to left. Very similar conditions to what we had on Monday night when the Rockhounds had a half dozen home runs in that 14-4 win. By the way, in the Texas League South Division last night, San Antonio was a winner. Frisco fell. So Frisco playing at Tulsa. And so it is San Antonio now with a 6-2 start. They took 4 out of 6 from the Rockhounds in San Antonio. And they are 6-2. Frisco 5-3. And the Rockhounds now at 4-4. Hounds are the only team, by the way, to start this second half all on the road through the first 9 games when we're in the books here this evening. So Hounds at 4-4. And this game then will decide this road trip. It's an odd number in the road trip. So Hounds will be right around 500, which is what you like. And they have a chance to go at 5-4 before returning home tomorrow to Momentum Bank Ballpark. Baseball on the 4th of July at home sounds very good. One more time around here in Amarillo. Kick back, relax, my friends. Going to take you out to the ball game. The Rockhounds and the Sod Poodles. Third and final game of the set. First pitch right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud. The game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
Bright blue skies, lots of sunshine. Then again, that's what we had when we started last night's ball game. What a beautiful evening here in Amarillo. Had a drizzly afternoon, but boy, it has really turned nice. And 90 degrees, just a tinge of humidity, heat index at 102. The breeze is 20 miles an hour and occasionally gusting higher out to left field. Cooper Bowman to face Dylan Pyle. Let's play baseball on the 3rd of July. Cooper takes, called strike. We are underway. Cooper Bowman at 260 on the year, 260 with 8 home runs, 41 driven in. He fouls this one away, does Cooper, 0-2. Stole a couple of bases in last night's game, up that number to 27 on the year. Cooper leading it off. He's the DH in this game for the Rockhounds. So Cooper Bowman, the designated hitter. Pitch is swung on and missed, and boy, Dylan Pyle comes up with a 3-pitch strikeout. So Cooper out on strikes just that quickly. One up, one down. Pyle not a high strikeout volume guy, but gets the whiff there. That'll bring up Jack Winkler. Jack is at second base in this game for the Hounds. 245 average. 5 homers, 41 driven in. He swings and misses 0-1. Henry Bolte on deck. He's the right fielder. Henry Bolte is in right. Brennan Malone, first base middle bat cleanup. Brennan Malone batting in the 4 spot, swing and a miss, 0-2. Dylan Pyle has thrown 5 pitches, has 5 strikes. Junior Perez will bat 5th. He is in center field. Junior in center in the 5 spot. Jordan Groshans batting 6th at 3rd base. Groshans at 3rd. Pitch to Winkler, swing and a miss, and 6 pitches and 2 strikeouts. I knew it. I just knew it. Stephen Carey and I were talking before the game, and Stephen said, you know, Dylan Pyle doesn't strike out a lot of guys. I said, well, wait a minute, you know, the Hounds tend to whip a little bit. So 6 pitches, 2 strikeouts, and I got to look through the glass next door from Stephen. That was great stuff. Here's Henry Bolte now. Henry swings, fouls one straight back, 0-1, no balls and a strike. Rest of the order, Shane McGuire catches and bats 7th, Shane behind the plate. Jeremy Ironman, the shortstop, batting 8th. Ironman, the shortstop, Jeremy in the 8th spot. That's a called strike, and it is 0-2. Dylan Pyle is a pitch away from an immaculate inning. The delivery on the way to Henry, he got it. Swing and a miss. And, yep, Dylan Pyle doesn't strike many guys out. He just struck out the side on 9 pitches. Hello, how are you? To the immaculate inning for Dylan File. Boy, he can watch a lot of baseball. Don't see that very often at all. So, boy, I guess it's three up and three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, no nothing. To the bottom of the first, Rockhounds nothing. And against left-hander Domingo Robles, the Sod Poodles are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one, two, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Domingo Robles, boy, tough act to follow. He goes to the mound in the bottom of the first inning facing Tim Tawa, right-handed hitter. Tawa takes a call, strike 0-1. Well, 10 pitches into this game, 10 strikes. Of course, Dylan File of Amarillo threw the first nine of them. Three consecutive strikeouts in immaculate inning. Domingo with the 0-1, and that will just miss. So that's ball one in this ball game. Tawa is the DH, and he's the leadoff batter. Giancarlo Cintrone is the shortstop batting second. Cintrone at short. The lefty delivers, does Robles, and that's high and away for a ball, 2-1. Matt Beattie batting third and playing the three spot. Matt Beattie is the first baseman. Ivan Melendez will bat cleanup at third base. Melendez, third baseman for Amarillo. Pitch swung on, fouled back, 2-2 to Tim Tawa. J.J. DeRozio makes his first appearance of this series. He is catching and batting fifth. DeRozio, the catcher. Christian Robinson in right field batting sixth. Robinson in right. Jesus Valdez, the second baseman, batting in the seventh spot. Jesus Valdez batting seventh. 2-2 from Robles. We just missed ball three. Maybe outside. 3-2. Kevin Graham batting eighth. He is the left fielder. Graham in left for the Sod Poodles. Pitch to Tawa. Swings and pops one foul. We'll get up on the roof above us, I believe. Rattles around. Three balls and two strikes. Wildered Patino will bat ninth. He's the center fielder. Patino in center, batting in the ninth spot. 3-2, second time. Robles with a pitch, and Tawa fouls another one back. So three balls, two strikes, couple of two-strike foul balls. This will be the eighth pitch to the Amarillo leadoff batter, and of course Dylan File used nine pitches to retire the side in the first. Pitch to Tawa, that's high, that's ball four. So Tawa draws a base on balls, one on with nobody down for Giancarlo Cintrone. He's the shortstop. Tawa, Cintrone, and Beattie. Melendez, DeRozio, and Robinson. Valdez, Graham, and Patino for the Sod Poodles. Amarillo 2-6, starting the second half of this season. Set by Robles. Pretty good lead for Tawa. Not running. Pitch, and that is inside for ball one. 1-0 to Cintrone, the shortstop. Giancarlo at 235. A couple of home runs and 19 driven in. He and the man on deck, Matt Beattie. A couple of guys who've been around a bit. pitch is swung on and popped in the air, perhaps playable. First base side it is for Brendan Malone. In fact, it's a fair ball, and he will make the play. And that wind is strong. That ball started as if it might get out of play on the first base side, but it came back all the way into play. That wind is blowing out to left field, and it is strong at 20 miles an hour and maybe a little bit stronger at times. One man down with a man on, and here is Matt Beaty. Matt, 31-year-old, who came up in the Dodgers organization. Member of the Tulsa Drillers on his way to the show. Tower Bluffs doesn't go. Ground ball rather pick him up. Throw to first for Gimme behind the runner, and breaking too early was Tower, and he is out. Boy, Robles pulled up. I want to get a second look at that on the monitor. I glanced down at my score sheet. Sometimes you do that at the exact wrong moment, but Tawa, that will be a caught stealing. He tried to advance. So Tawa thrown out. Bases are empty and two men down. And Matt Beaty awaiting a first pitch. Beaty takes, and that pops into the glove for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Matt at 282 with three home runs, 10 driven in. So the walk is wiped away on the caught stealing. Two down in the inning. Beaty waits, takes, just missed inside for a ball. Matt holds the hands in tight to the body and points that bat straight to the sky when he sets up. Delivery swung on, lifted high in the air to shallow right field. And coming in is Henry Bolte. He'll make the catch. Well, there's nothing easy about that in this ballpark at this time of the day. That sun looking right back at you. Henry hangs on to that. Fly ball into shallow right. So neither team with anything much going. Rockhounds, 9 pitches, 3 strikeouts in the first inning. No runs or hits, a walk and a caught stealing for the Sod Poodles. So one inning complete in the panhandle. Rockhounds nothing, Sod Poodles nothing.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Top half of the second in Amarillo. And again, matter of fact, this is our final game at Hodgetown this season. Came here once for a 6-game set. Rockhounds took 4 out of 6. And this is the second and unusual, but the final visit. Kind of strange to play only 9 games against a division opponent. And in fact, your geographically closest division opponent. But that is what the schedule has this year. Of course, then again, with the broadcast location, that's A-okay. So this is the second and final visit here. Sod Poodles will, of course, be at Momentum Bank Park Ballpark for the next 3 nights, and then they will return one more time, 1 6-game series, before things are said and done. We had a rocky time beginning tomorrow, 4th of July. Man, that does indeed sound very, very good. Brendan Malone will lead it off in the top of the second inning. Junior Perez and Jordan Groshans to follow. Boy, Hounds looking for anything here in this ballgame. Dylan Files' first pitch, strike at the knees, outside corner. He has thrown 10 pitches. They have all been strikes. File with the delivery, and that is his first miss. So, one ball and one strike. When you throw your first pitch out of the zone, it's the fourth batter you're facing. That means you're pretty sharp. A swing and a foul back, and the count is 1-2. Brendan at 273. I guess quietly, I'm not sure if that's the right word for it, but boy, he has had a very good season, 273 average. Had his 6th home run of the year last night, 31 runs batted in. Alexander's hitting first baseman, takes down low for a ball, 2-2. Dylan Beil making his 15th appearance of this season. Swinging, that is a high drive to left field off Malone's bat. Did I say he has 6? He has 7. Long gone sidewalk souvenir, Brendan Malone. Well, wind is blowing out to left. I don't think the wind had much to do with that. It might have added some footage to it. But Brendan Malone has home runs in back-to-back games, and the Hounds lead 1-0 in the top of the second inning on Brennan's seventh of the year. And that ball was drilled out of here. 32nd RBI. So Brendan Malone puts the Hounds on top by the score of 1-0. And Junior Perez will come to the plate. Junior, the center fielder, swings and misses, comes up empty. Junior up now to 240. But this guy makes a run at 250. Anything after that, I think, would be gravy. Takes, and that's a strike of the knees on the outside edge, 0-2. With the upside he possesses, a 250 average would, well, I think would be really pleasing to the A's. I would sure think so anyway. Pitched down and away, 1-2. He's been in the low 200s, 220s. The vast majority of the year, but having a very good road trip, and over the stretch of the San Antonio and Amarillo series and the very end of the homestand as well, swinging a foul back, 1-2. He's bumped that average up by about 15 points. 6 home runs, 29 driven in, 16 stolen bases. Junior takes ground ball back over toward the shortstop. Cintron gobbles it up, got a hurry, throws and got him. Perez has good speed. That's a good play by Cintron. That was a long hop. He had to backpedal to make the play. Had to wait for the ball to get to him. And Junior bounces out. He is walking very slowly back toward the dugout. That's interesting. Don't know. Well, if he hit the bag hard, he's walking a little more slowly than usual. Derek Kennedy talking to him. So keep an eye on Junior. Make sure he comes out in the field in the next half inning. He is walking very slowly back to the dugout. Now here's Jordan Groshans. He swings and sends one into right field. That's a slicing base hit. Little inside out swing and a sliced line drive to right base hit for Jordan Groshans. One man on, one man out, and one run in. And here's Shane McGuire. Shane Rockhound's catcher, he's moving to the 7th spot in this game. Averages down to 214. When baseball can be absolutely rough, and with a physical side of it for a catcher, all the work they do, and of course you don't see a whole lot of it, called strike to Shane. He worked, of course, before every game handling pitchers in one way or another, and of course just the pounding they take over the course of a season. Swinging a foul back, and the count is 0-2. Shane, in his last 8 games, just 1-for-25. Boy, that wears on you. Jordan Groshans with the base hit here, second hit for the Rockhounds. Jordan short lead at first base. McGuire waits. 0-1 pitch from Pyle is up high for a ball, and the count is 1-2. Dylan Pyle in his 14 starts prior to today, 72 innings, 91 base hits. Doesn't walk a lot of batters, just 13 walks against 47 strikeouts. So he is not a high-profile strikeout guy. Pitched down low for a ball, 2-2, but boy, he sure looked the part in the first inning. Opposition hitting 314 against him, and that's a high number. The whip, as he doesn't walk a lot of guys, the whip is at 1.44. Long set, McGuire waits. Pitch by Pyle is down and in for a ball. Count goes full, 3-2. See if Jordan Groshans is running on this pitch. Jeremy Eierman waiting on deck for the Hounds. We're in the top half of the second inning. Rockhounds 1 and Amarillo nothing. Set by Pyle, turns, tossed to first ball. That was right down on the body. He meant business with that. With that toss to Dylan Pyle. Jordan Groshans, average lead at best. Doesn't steal a lot of bases. He'll draw another throw, and that was right down on the body again. Boy, Dylan Pyle just twice missing, picking Jordan Groshans off first base. Dylan was to pitch in Korea last year, but during the preseason was hit. Struck in the face with a line drive. There goes Groshans on a line drive to center field. Base hit. Jordan will still have to stop at second. Well, for Shane McGuire, Well, I have no idea what it feels like to hit a ball like that anyway, but for Shea, that really has to feel good. Again, this is just a really hard-working, good player who has been just mired in a slump, but that was a sharp line drive to center field. Oceans was running, but the ball was hit very sharply. No chance for him to get to third. But it's first and second with one out, and here's Jeremy Eierman. Well, that was a line shot right back over the bag at second, so it may be for Shane McGuire. Swing and a miss. Jeremy chases one down, and it's 0-1. Caden Trankel waiting on deck. Jeremy at 217, four home runs, one in this series, hit one Monday. Here's a line drive up the middle, and that's a base hit, and that's going to load the bases. Boy, McGuire and Eierman back-to-back just absolute lasers right back up the middle. So the bases are full. Jordan Groshans sliced one into right field for a base hit. Shane McGuire line drive to center. Jeremy Eierman line drive to center. This inning started with a home run from Brennan Malone. Bases are full with one man down, and Caden Trankel will be the batter. Caden at 196. A couple of home runs and 15 driven in. Stretch by file, pitch to Trankel, and he fouled that straight down off his foot, and man, that one really got him. Boy, he hobbles away out of the batter's box. Boy, trying to walk that off. There's a pretty good size guard on that right shin. Boy, that got him anyway. Maybe straight down off the foot. We're not getting a second look at it. So, Caden, of course, you get a few extra moments here. Pitch clock put on hold for a moment. Bases are full. Jordan Groshans is at third. Shane McGuire at second. Jeremy Eierman on at first. Stretch by file. And a swing and a miss, 0-2. Top of the order, Cooper Bowman on deck. Second time around against Dylan File. Dylan signed as a free agent by the Diamondbacks prior to this season. Comes set, bases full, pitch on the way to Trankel, bounce that foul right at the plate. Good effort by J.J. D'Orazio, popped out from behind the plate and grabbed that ball just in case it might be deemed fair. Boy, if so, that's an inning-ending double play, but the ball was a foul ball down off the plate. Count stays 0-2 to Caden Trankel. File with a sign, the base is full, the runners take their leads. Pitch to Trankel, foul back again, 0-2, a third time coming. Dylan File, who makes his home in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. He's 28. Steps off the mound now as the pitch clock will be reset. Sun sets on the left side of this ballpark. Right now, the entire playing field is in bright sunlight, shadow creeping toward the third baseline. Delivery to Caden is down and in for a ball. It's 1-2. Long rectangular shadow, really just absolutely parallel with the third base foul line. Sod Poodles have activity in the bullpen. Bases full, one away. Trankel waits again. The pitch in that again is not foul. I think that maybe got him in the foot. Wow. In a painful time up there. He's fouled off 3 2-strike pitches as the Hounds left fielder goes and does a little deep knee bend one time. One ball, 2 strikes. Is the stretch and the delivery on the way to Caden, and he got him, a swing and a miss. Breaking ball down in the zone, and Trankel is out on strikes. So that's two men down, 4th strikeout. So, wow, an interesting time through the order for Dylan File. 3 strikeouts on 9 pitches to start the game. He gets Caden Trankel, the number 9 hitter in the order on strikes. And a home run and 3 singles. In between, and now a visit to the mound. It's been a long inning. Tom Gorzolani is the pitching coach for the Sod Poodles. batter will be Cooper Bowman with the bases full, two men down. One run in for the Hounds, but then the three consecutive singles. So you'd like to do something more with that, but Brennan Malone's solo home run has the Hounds on top by the score of 1-0. Sod Poodles have won two Texas League titles. They have won them with two different Major League affiliates. When the Sod Poodles came to be in 2019, they were the San Antonio Missions franchise that was moved here, and they remained the San Diego Padres AA affiliate. They won their first Texas League title in their first season in very dramatic fashion, beat the Rockhounds in the division series, and then beat Tulsa in the title series. And they won last season as a member now of the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. That since the restructuring in 2021. Pitch down low to Cooper for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Cooper Bowman is the batter. Jordan Groshans, the runner at third. McGuire is at second. Ironman is at first. Hounds with a 1-0 advantage trying to add to it with two down and the bases full. Pitch to Cooper, and a ground ball foul over toward the bullpen. That'll be handled by whoever's guarding the Amarillo catcher in the bullpen. Bullpens are in play here between the foul lines and the stands. 1-1 to Cooper Bowman. 8 home runs, 41 driven in on the season. He waits, 1-1 pitch. Cooper takes on it here. So hit by pitch, and that's a painful RBI, his 42nd of the season. Jordan Groshans comes across to score. So Dylan Pyle with the hit batsman, an RBI for Cooper Bowman. So he's on at first base. The Hounds lead it now 2-0. Jack Winkler will be the batter. He, too, struck out his first time up. Swings and sends the ball slicing into right field, coming on with room, and there to easily glove it is Christian Robinson. Fly ball to right field ends the inning, so the Hounds get a couple. Two runs on, four base hits, no errors. They do leave three men on here in the top half of the second inning. But the Hounds, for the third consecutive game, have taken the lead in this series. We'll go to the bottom half of inning number two, and it's the Hounds 2 and Amarillo nothing.
As much fun as you can pack under one roof, Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Ivan Melendez to the plate. We go to the bottom half of the second inning. Big crowd on hand, as you might expect on this third day of July in Amarillo. Melendez takes a little bit high from left-hander Domingo Robles for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Melendez, 15 homers, 32 driven in. And boy, anytime he steps to the plate, ball can leave the vicinity in a hurry. Takes up high for a ball, 2-0 from Domingo. J.J. D'Orazio and Christian Robinson will follow in the Amarillo second inning. Hounds 2, Sod Poodles nothing. Robles, this is a hitter's count. A dangerous guy swings and sends one toward left field. But coming on Trinkle, he'll make the catch. Well hit ball to left by Melendez. Handled by Trinkle for the first out of the inning. One away for J.J. DeRozio. J.J.'s first appearance in this series. And he is the Sod Poodles catcher. And bright sunlight just starting to have that shadow creep toward the field to play up that third baseline. I was watching the right field berm, and it is heavily populated this evening. Whole ballpark is going to be packed. High pop-up, right side playable. Wind will keep this close to fair. Brennan Malone makes the catch in foul ground by about a step. J.J. DeRozio fouls out. Second time to pop up to first baseman Brennan Malone. That one's a foul ball. I just noticed I wrote down an F3, meaning foul ball 3, in my card the first time, but that was the ball that Cintron hit that came all the way back into the playing field in fair territory. Correct that little bit of the card, but that's two pop-outs to the first baseman. Two down. Christian Robinson, the batter, and he takes a called strike from Robles, 0-1. I'm watching the berm, and sunset's right behind that third base side. Don't know how much of the game the folks are able to see right now, but that berm is heavily populated. Very cool-looking stuff. Pitch down and away, 1-1. Lots of beach blankets and a couple of umbrellas out there, and folks enjoying the ball game. Independence celebration here in Amarillo tonight. Robles with a stretch-end pitch to Robinson. Takes and misses. Ball 2, 2-1. Jesus Valdez would be next for Amarillo. Christian Robinson at 174. Has a couple of home runs and 15 driven in. Robles with a 2-1. Swing and a foul ball in and out of the glove of Shane McGuire. Two balls, two strikes. Domingo Robles making his eighth appearance, his seventh as a starter for the Hounds. Very good numbers just across the board. Not dazzling or whatever you might want to phrase it, but just very good. He's 0-2, but at 3.95 ERA. Just under a hit per inning and a 2-1 ratio. Pitch to the corner, man, that just missed. Three balls, two strikes, so full count to Robinson. Nobody on and two men down bottom of the second inning. Christian Robinson is a right-handed hitter. He waits, takes, and it's called third strike, and he is out. He looks befuddled, but that from here looked, well, put it this way, the up and down was absolutely perfect. Can't tell you about outside or inside corners from here, but nearly down the middle, a call, third strike. Robinson is out. First strikeout for Domingo Robles. And after two, it's the Rockhounds 2 and Amarillo nothing.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. This cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
And our next Thirsty Thursday will be the 11th of July. Of course, tomorrow's the 4th of July, so that's our fireworks and Independence Day celebration. But July 11th, Thirsty Thursday, Arkansas coming to town. Henry Bolte stands in and bounces the first pitch right straight down, maybe off his foot, 0-1. Henry Bolte, right-handed hitting outfielder, just up from Lansing. 3-for-4 his first night, 0-for-5 last night. Yeah, welcome to Double A. There'll be ups and downs, but takes a called strike here. Boy, that's a perfect pitch, 0-2. And here again, a 20-year-old in his third Double A game, faces a guy with a lot of experience. Henry swings and pops this one up into shallow left center. Shortstop Cintron out, and he will make the catch. So an 0-2 popped out to shortstop, very shallow left field, one away for Brennan Malone. After the Rockhounds had gone up and down in order in the top of the first inning in an immaculate inning, 3 straight strikeouts, 9 pitches. Brennan took a 2-2 pitch out of here to left field, his second home run in as many nights. Swings and sends a ball up the middle, a base hit past the diving Giancarlo Cintron. Amarillo shortstop made a good effort, couldn't get there. Base hit for Brennan Malone. He is having a terrific series. He is now 6-for-11 with 2 home runs in this series as Brennan. Hounds without Denzel Clark or Daniel Susak in the lineup tonight. That's just off nights for them. So Brennan in the cleanup spot, and he is homered and single. One on, one out for Junior Perez. Takes down and away for a ball, 1-0. Junior bounced out to shortstop his first time up. Jordan Groshans on deck. Rockhounds 2, Saad Poodles nothing in the top of the third. Over to Junior, down and away. Good stop by DeRozio. JJ had to come out of the crouch a little bit. Stumbled, but hung on to the baseball. He ended up all the way outside the batting circle, but hung on to the pitch. 2 balls and no strikes to Perez. Malone the lead. Pitch to Junior. Strike down the middle. 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Bounced out to shortstop his first time up. Junior taps the plate a couple of times. Perez 2-for-5 in this series. Didn't play on Monday. Delivery swing and a miss. A long swing. Came up empty there. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Junior Perez, 6'1", 210. Just prototypical athletic outfielder from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. Swings and sends one toward left field. Well struck, but it's going to go right into the glove of Graham, and Kevin will make that catch. Well hit ball by Perez. Line drive to left handled. 2 men down, and the batter is Jordan Groshans. Jordan a single his first time up. A couple of hits opening night and 2 more last night in this series. He had his first home run as a Rockhound on Monday night. So he's now a cool 5-for-10 in the series with a base hit. His first time up here. Throw to first base. Boy, when Dylan File throws to first, he means business. Throw down on the body of Brennan Malone. Groshans comes set. Jordan drafted out of high school in Magnolia, Texas. Pitch down and away for a ball. Count is 1 ball and no strikes. And has been around a little bit. Most recently with the Yankees, and that's where the A's got him via trade just over a week ago. Pitches up high for a ball. Count 2 balls and no strikes. Jordan, when he was drafted in the first round, was Toronto Blue Jays in 2018. Swinging, there's a high pop-up coming into foul territory. Christian Robinson, boy, a long look, and that ball got up over our line of sight for a moment, up over the roof, and it dropped on the playing surface behind the bullpen mound. Down the right field line. Robinson had a long way to go to try to get there. Couldn't quite catch it. Just a foul ball that drops harmlessly. 2 balls and 1 strike. Taken 12th overall, by the way, out of Magnolia High School. Looper up the middle, and that's going to be handled in the air. The running catch made by Jesus Valdez. A little looper to second base, handled by Valdez. So the base hit for Brennan Malone goes by the boards. No runs on a hit, no errors, and 1 man left on base.
We go to the bottom of the third in Amarillo. The Rockhounds 2 and the Sod Poodles nothing.
We're going to begin this time around with a warning. This edition contains a politically incorrect reference. No cussing or anything like that, but politically incorrect and historically accurate. On May 26, 2008, the Rockhounds hammered the Drillers 17-6 at Tulsa. Tommy Everidge drove in 10 of the runs, becoming just the seventh player in Texas League history with 10 or more RBIs in a single game. He went 4-for-6 with 3 home runs, including a grand slam, and drove in 7 runs with his last 2 hits. When he stepped to the plate in the 7th inning, he already had the slam and 7 ribbies. That should be mentioned that Tommy was a big guy, an imposing hitter. The crowd having now dwindled, one very astute and slightly rude fan picked a moment of virtual silence to bellow, and I mean bellow, "Don't pitch to the fat guy." The fan, while misguided in his assessment and politically incorrect, had some baseball smarts. On that very pitch, with the less-than-kind words still lingering in the Tulsa air, Tommy Everidge slammed a 3-run home run, bringing the RBI total to 10 and into historically thin Texas League air. The contest was a day game, not a kid's day, but those who stayed were paying attention. When Tommy finished his day with a pop fly that was caught in shallow left field, the Drillers crowd actually let out a groan of disappointment. A politically incorrect fan, but a day for the ages at the dish for one of our favorites, Tommy Everidge.
Jesus Valdez to lead off for Amarillo. We go to the bottom half of the third inning. Valdez, then Kevin Graham and Wilder Bettino facing Domingo Robles. Domingo, the left-hander, delivers way high and away for ball one to Valdez. Jesus at 196 on this season. Right-handed hitter with a couple of home runs and 8 runs driven in. Robles with the delivery, a check swing, but that's a called strike. One ball and one strike to Valdez. He went around. Robles mentioned 0-2 with a 3.95 ERA. His 1-1 pitch is sent toward the left field corner, but that's a foul ball. We'll find the screen, thankfully, in front of a seating section there. That would have been a line drive into the seats. Just behind the bullpen bench. To that left field corner. One ball and two strikes to count. Robles in 27 in the third innings, 25 base hits coming in. 12 walks, 25 strikeouts. Pitch low for a ball, 2-2. Again, he has been just very solid basically throughout his lifetime. Been around a little bit. Stretched by the left hander, the pitch and a swing and a miss when Valdez stumbles across home plate after that swing and a miss. Second strikeout in succession and second in the ballgame for Domingo. Robles signed as a free agent by the A's. Signed him last November. Left-hander's pitch is bounced foul by Kevin Graham, left-handed hitting left fielder. Graham at 250, right on the dot, 3 home runs, 20 runs driven in. Robles delivery, well, it's a high strike, just got there, inside edge perhaps, no balls and 2 strikes. Domingo was originally signed, and it's been a decade now. He's actually was signed 10 years ago yesterday by the Pittsburgh Pirates as an international free agent, so he has a lot of experience. Delivers, that's called third strike. Boy, back-to-back high strikes to Kevin Graham. And that's 3 consecutive strikeouts now for Domingo Robles. 2 men down in the inning, and here's Wilder Bettino. Of course, he was signed very young. He was signed in 2014, July the 2nd, by the Pirates. So despite the fact he's been pitching professionally for 10 years, just 26. Delivers and just outside for ball one to Bettino. 1 ball, no strikes. Walked the first batter he faced in this ball game, but That base runner was then caught trying to steal. Tim Tawa broke too soon off the bag. This pitch misses. Ball 2, 2-0 to Patino. Number 9 hitter in the Amarillo order, 216 the batting average for Patino, center fielder. Standing in the shadows now, swings and sends one out between third and short. Jordan Groshans makes the play, turn, spin, got him. Jordan Groshans has really played good defense and at times almost eye-popping in his first week as a member of the Hounds. Moving to his left to make that play, that 270-degree spin, and the throw right on the money for the out. So after a leadoff walk, Robles has faced the minimum through three innings, and he's retired the last eight batters that he has faced. We'll go to the top of the fourth and get you totals in a moment. It's the Rockhounds 2 and the Sod Poodles nothing.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
Top of the fourth inning, and Shane McGuire leads it off, takes a called strike from Dylan File, 0-1, bottom third of the Hounds order here in the top of the fourth inning. McGuire, then Jeremy Ironman, and Caden Trinkle. Shane, a sharp base hit, his first time up, takes down and in for a ball, 1-1. Rockhounds, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors. Amarillo, no runs, no hits, no errors. McGuire takes, that's well inside for a ball, 2-1. Dylan File started this game with an immaculate inning, striking out Cooper Bowman, Jack Winkler, and Henry Bolte on 9 pitches. Pitch swung on and fouled away. 2-2 to Shane McGuire. Domingo Robles walked the first batter he faced. That was Tim Tawa, but Tawa was caught trying to steal. Got caught off the bag, tried to advance, so they caught stealing. And Domingo has retired the last 8 in a row he has faced, plus the caught stealing. Bouncer to first. That'll be handled by Matt Beatty, and he will take it himself. Shane McGuire bounces out to Matt Beatty. 1-1 in the fourth. And Jeremy Ironman will be the batter. Jeremy with a sharp single to center. Well, Shane and Jeremy with line drives back up the middle. Their first time's up. Brendan Malone led off the second inning with a solo home run. Jordan Groshans, Shane McGuire, and Jeremy Ironman with back-to-back-to-back one-out singles. Called strike to the Hounds, shortstop, 0-1 to Ironman. And with two men down, Cooper Bowman hit by a pitch with the bases full for the second run. Ironman pops this one high in the air, foul ball. That'll get out of play. Third base side, you can see where it came down, but an 0-2 count, but nobody on, one away. So the Rockhounds lead 2-0. Won the opener 14-4 on Monday on a home run barrage. And a rain-interrupted 5-1 win last night. Boy, pitch up and in, and that hit Jeremy. Boy, I hope it got him on the back and not the side of the helmet. Well, you know that he is grimacing. You know that doesn't feel good at all. So, Ironman will take off the protective devices and the batting gloves, and he will walk down to first base. Boy, that did not feel good. That got him, yeah, tough to tell. No replay, but turned into the pitch high and tight. Obviously just got away from Dylan File. That was an 0-2 pitch. but his second hit batsman. One on and one out for Caden Trinkle. Struck out his first time up. Pitch is swung and fouled high in the air and straight back out of play. No balls and a strike. Just a few clouds around us. Most of them just the decorative variety. Well, yesterday went from 100 degrees and bright sunlight. We started yesterday's game at 7:05, and man, the clouds crept in, and all of a sudden the field was in shadows, and then the wind picked up, and all heck broke loose. Pitch to Trinkle in the dirt. Good stop by J.J. D'Orazio, the Amarillo catcher. One ball and one strike. Teams were delayed by 147 last night, and seen it a couple of times. One, a very keen turnaround in 2019 in this ballpark. A rain delay. Hounds had a big lead, but it vanished when the teams returned to the plate. Pitched down and away for a ball, 2-1, and that was a turnaround game for the Sod Poodles in 2019. And last night we said, and I know it's redundant, repetitive, and saying the same thing over and over, but boy, Colin Palouse and Seth Ellich just outstanding last night. Delivery is up high for a ball. Count 3-1 now to Caden Trinkle. Top of the order, Cooper Bowman on deck. Top of the fourth inning, Hounds 2, Amarillo nothing. 5-1 was last night's final. Swing and a bouncer back up the middle. That's right on the bag. That's going to be an easy double play. Inning is over on the 6-3. Ball was hit sharply, but right back up the middle, right over the bag. And that is an easy double play in this inning. Has come to an end. No runs and a hit batsman. No errors and a man left. Middle of the fourth inning with a little touch of trivia coming up. It's the Rockhounds 2 and Amarillo nothing.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that E equals MC squared. But what about F and G? What are they squared? Huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine. You walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Top half, or rather bottom half, I'm sorry, of the fourth inning. Not home just yet. That will be tomorrow. Top of the order, second time through. Kintawa leads it off. He walked to start the game and then was caught trying to steal a base, breaking too early off the bag at first. Takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Tim at 265. 13 homers, 39 driven in. Fairly proven at this level. He spent some time at AAA. Takes up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. But he now leads Amarillo in RBIs with 39. That's among active players. Tapper out towards shortstop. It's going to be a tough play. No play for Jeremy Ironman. That'll be an infield single for Tawa. Jeremy charged and tried to make the play, but not much he could do, so a base hit for Tawa. And a little dribbler out towards shortstop. First base hit of the game allowed by Domingo Robles. And here is Giancarlo Cintron. On this date, 1936, I know a million years ago, but hang on, because guy was amazing, absolutely amazing. The eyes of many, including mine, for what that's worth, greatest overall and all-around hitter in baseball history. Pitch up high for a ball to Cintron. Puck out to first, his first time up. Ted Williams. He was 17 and playing in the Pacific Coast League. That doesn't sound maybe off the charts now, although it would still be pretty impressive. Not sure that's happened. Swinging out is a fly ball into right center field. Henry Bolte is there. Rather making the call is Junior Perez. Center fielder calling off the right fielder and makes the catch. Communicating there, they say something after the catch and the return throw into the infield. Fly ball to Perez. Again, if the center fielder wants it, it's his baseball, but got to make sure you communicate. Out is recorded. Here's Matt Beattie. In 1936, the Pacific Coast League was basically known as the third major league. There was no baseball west of what? Kansas City? St. Louis? Pitch called strike. No big league baseball, that is. There was plenty of baseball on the West Coast. The Pacific Coast League was remarkably talented. Joe DiMaggio spent some time there. Ted Williams spent 2 years in the Pacific Coast League. He was 17 and 18. Well, he got his first hit on this date as a pro. First hit ever, 17 years of age. He was a pinch hitter for the pitcher. Came in and pitched an inning. Retired the side in order and then gave up a couple of home runs. His next inning got yanked. Pitched to Matt Beattie. Called strike inside corner, 1-1. Tying run at the plate, and he is capable. Well, his 2 years in the Pacific Coast League, Ted Williams hit under 300, although, again, at 17 and 18 in that league, he hit 271 and 291. That's stunning. And 17, man, 17 and 18, you're still in high school. Pitch called strike, and it's 1-2. He played one more minor league season. That was in the American Association, which was a AAA league at the time. They borrowed that name now for an independent league. That should be illegal, but they did it. And he hit 366 at age 19 at AAA. By the next year, and for the rest of his career, he was with the Boston Red Sox, missed some seasons due to military service, and he was a brilliant pilot. So his two seasons as a teenager in the Pacific Coast League hit under 300. Stretching pitch by Robles, and that ball hit out towards shortstop. Going to be the third baseman, Groshans, instead. To Winkler for one on to first base, and not in time. But the force out is made at second again with the left-handed hitter up. In our vantage point, I don't observe that as much as I should or as often as I should. Third baseman Groshans was basically playing shortstop. Ironman playing up the middle was the Rockhound shortstop. So the force out goes 5-6 at second base. Beattie reaches on the fielder's choice. One away, and make it two down now for Ivan Melendez. Melendez lined out sharply to left field his first time. Well, Ted Williams played 19 big league seasons. In 19 seasons, how many times did he fail to hit 300? Pitcher called strike 0-1. No balls in the strike to count. 19 big league seasons. He missed a couple of seasons, a couple of years due to military service in his prime, of course. Amazing hitter. Bouncer, foul wide at third base. And the count is 0-2 to Melendez. Ivan at 251 with 15 home runs, 32 driven in. Domingo Robles looking for the exit sign with one man on, two men down. Tying run at the plate. Boy, is this guy capable. Pitch to Melendez. Swing and a miss, and he got him on three pitches. So Domingo Robles comes back, strikes out Ivan Melendez with one man on and one down. Gets up his first base hit of this ballgame, but nothing with it. No runs on the hit, no errors, and a man left on base. And Robles with his fourth strikeout of this game. Trivia answer coming up. Do a little crazy road to the show for you as well, if we could sneak it in with a little audio added for you. So we have played four innings in Amarillo, and after four complete, Rockhounds 2 and the Sod Poodles nothing.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
when the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
As we come back on their video shot here at Hodgetown, they are panning back from the scoreboard, which has the huge Hodgetown letters all in bright red capital letters. Big arch over the scoreboard, and there, the image of Cooper Bowman. So Cooper got some good airtime right there. He leads it off and takes a called strike from Dylan File, 0-1, top of the fifth inning. Hounds 2, Sod Poodles nothing. Home plate in shadows now. Mound still in bright sunlight as Cooper swings and misses. Comes up empty, 0-2. So top of the fifth inning, Rockhounds with the advantage on a score of 2-0. Brendan Malone with a solo home run. And Cooper with an RBI on a bases loaded hit by pitch. And the pitch swung on and missed, and Cooper out on strikes. The second time he's been up and down on three pitches against Dylan File. That's his fifth strikeout. And struck out the side in order on nine pitches in immaculate inning to start this game. Batter is Jack Winkler. Jack 0 for 2. He has struck out and flown out to right field. He takes a high delivery inside a bit. One ball, no strikes. Ted Williams played 19 big league seasons. How many of those did he fail to hit 300? A swing and a miss, 1-1. Boy, largely, Dylan File has really had the numbers of the top three guys in the Rockhounds order. Pitch is bounced toward third, but that'll be a foul ball. Gregorio Petit will handle that nicely. G, one ball, two strikes. Henry Bolte on deck, top of the fifth inning. Zed Williams hit 300 almost every year, and of course, the last guy to hit 400. Pitch high and tight for a ball, 2-2. In his next to last season, 1959, he had 254. Was not 100% at all that year. Swinging a pop-up, middle of the infield. Shortstop Cintron the call. And the catch almost stepping on the bag. But that got dicey. Settled under that ball and realized he was right on the bag. So some good footwork. Two men down here in the fifth inning. Henry Bolte will be the batter. Henry has struck out and popped out to shortstop. Struck out on, of course, on three pitches, as did the entire side in the first inning. Takes, and that's a called strike. Got down in the count 0-2 in the third, popped out to shortstop. We've seen seven pitches, they've all been strikes. He bounces this one foul wide at third, so eight pitches, they've all been strikes. A big, deep breath by the right-handed hitter, tremendous speed. MLB.com describes it as near elite. Delivery swung on, and that ball is hit high in the air to right field. Drifting back is Robinson, and he's got it for the out. That's a good 0-2 AB, though, for Henry Bolte. That was a well-hit ball opposite field to right on an 0-2 pitch. So put it in play. Nothing to, no reward for him that time. Good AB, and we'll go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. We're midway through baseball on the 3rd of July. The Rockhounds 2 and Amarillo nothing.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments. Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Ovented is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovented proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
In the last half of the fifth inning, it'll be J.J. DeRozio to lead it off. Christian Robinson and Jesus Valdez to follow against Domingo Robles. Rockhounds 2. Sod Poodles nothing. Hounds got 2 runs in the second inning. First pitch pops into the glove, called strike, 0-1 to DeRozio. Fouled out to first baseman Brennan Malone, his first time up. DeRozio 215 on this season for the Sod Poodles. Left-hander delivers, that ball hit in the air, slicing out toward right field. Cooper Bowman drifts back, and he'll... I say Cooper, I did. Forgive me, Jack Winkler at second base. That's the second time I believe I've said that. Sorry, Jack is the second baseman. Cooper DHing this early evening, and Jack with a play. Let's check my card. Defensively for the Rockhounds, Caden Trinkle is in left field. Junior Perez is in center. Henry Bolte is in right. Jordan Groshans at third base. The shortstop, Jeremy Ironman. Second baseman is Jack Winkler, and the first baseman, Brennan Malone. Pitch a called strike to Christian Robinson, 0-1. Shane McGuire getting to catching duties. Pounds back to 2 active catchers on the roster. Daniel Susak, of course, is the other. Jose Mujica is on the injured list. Pitch misses for a ball, 1-1. Speaking of personnel, had it on my pregame card. Don't think I mentioned Jack Cushing getting a call up to AAA. Wish him all the best. He's a really, really good guy. Swing and a miss. Pitch down and away, and Robinson chased. It's 1-2. So Jack getting the call. By my count, Rockhounds are now at 26. Roster, active roster limit is 28. Jose Mujica for one is on the injured list. As is Chase Cohen. He has been on a wild pitch, a called strike. Well, a called strike three at the knees, and Robinson is out on strikes for the second straight time. Got him looking. A two-man down, and that's 5 strikeouts for Robles. 2 of them at Christian Robinson's expense, and here is Jesus Valdez, and he was a strikeout victim his first time up in the third. So last of the fifth inning, Rockhounds have led since the second. Again, it is a slender lead of 2-0. Ball hit in the air to right field. Boy, Henry Bolte makes the catch. That was a line shot. And I'm watching Henry. Those glasses catching that sun. Sun is really starting to be a factor on the right side of this ballpark. So line drive hit at Bolte, but Henry is there. He makes the catch. The inning is over. So a pop out, a strikeout, and an absolute laser on that line drive to right field. 1-2-3 go the Sod Poodles. We'll go to the total board in a moment. And after 5 complete, Rockhounds 2, Sod Poodles nothing.
The to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
A 2-run second inning is all the scoring on the board. The Rockhounds get a solo home run from Brennan Malone leading off the inning. They load the bases on consecutive one-out singles by Jordan Groshans, Shane McGuire, and Jeremy Ironman. And with two down on a 1-1 pitch, Cooper Bowman hit by a pitch, and that's the only other run in this game. So it is 2-0 Rockhounds. Hounds have two runs on five hits. Amarillo, no runs on one hit. The Rockhounds have left four men on base and have bounced into a double play. Sog Poodles have left one man on, their only other base runner, and it's been Tim Towey in both cases, was caught trying to steal. Dylan File, who goes back to the mound for the sixth inning, started this game with an immaculate inning, struck out the side on nine pitches. Robles, meantime, has given up only two base runners, one hit. Brennan Malone leads it off, sends one back up the middle, handled by Cintron behind the bag. Shortstop's throw is in time, one man down. Well, Brennan Malone has not been an easy out in this series at all. Home run and a single in this game. So he is 6-for-12 in the series, is Brennan Malone. Junior Perez is the batter. Junior right-handed hitter. 0-for-2. He bounced to short and lined out sharply to left field his last time. Looks to bunt, drops one down, third base side. Charging hard is Melendez, makes the throw, but nowhere near in time. Junior drops one down for a base hit. Ah, what a gorgeous piece of baseball that is. Junior Perez with a bunt. Guy with a lot of pop. But in that case, he gets a base hit. He extends his hit streak to seven games with a bunt single. 27 cents and two Cheerios box stop says he's running. On at first, one man down, Jordan Groshans the batter. Pitch low and away for a ball, 1-0. Jordan a single and a run scored in the second. And looped out to the second baseman, Valdez, his last time up. Sixth base hit for the Hounds, bunt single, Junior Perez, and a beauty. Pitch to Groshans, boy, just got there knee high. Cannot throw it much better than that knee high outside edge. And just got there, but get there it did. 1-1 to Jordan. There he is, leaning a little, not going. Pitch, that's a called strike. Boy, the last two pitches, again, just absolutely perfectly thrown. Can't do it better on your Xbox or whatever gaming device you choose. One ball and two strikes to count. Groshans asking for time. Perez comes back to the bag at first under the watchful eye of Darrell Kennedy, first base coach. Perez the lead. Long set by File. Now delivers. This ball is getting up the middle. That is a line drive, and that got onto the glove. Now the diving center fielder in Patino. Junior's going to score. That ball will find its way all the way to the wall. Groshans coming for third. Relay throw on a hop. Nine times slides in with a triple. Jordan Groshans sent a sinking line drive to center field. Wildered Patino tried a diving catch. He did not get there. Ball got under his glove, went back to the wall. Kevin Graham backed it up. But by the time he did, Junior scored. And Jordan Groshans with an RBI triple. Rockhounds lead it 3-0. Sinking line drive back up the middle. Patino trying to make the terrific catch. And when he didn't, that ball was on its way to the wall. Now here's Shane McGuire with a runner at third. Takes a strike, 0-1. Runner at third, one man down. I started to say Perez might score, and I glanced at it. You almost forget how fast Junior is. Pitch, and that's a called strike, too. Boy, the pitches he threw on 1-0 to Jordan Groshans to get him down 1-2, and the first two pitches to McGuire, just knee-high outside corner to Groshans, inside corner to McGuire, but same location. Infield in all the way around. Shane looking for contact. Takes up high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. And Jordan Groshans is having a series. He's 4-for-9 coming in, and he's 2-for-3 in this ball game, so he's 6-for-12. First home run as well. Bouncing ball. That's going to get down into right field. A base hit. Valdez really just tied up in knots by that ball. He went to his left to try to make the play. The ball was looked like a topspin bouncer, and it was kicking a little bit and got over Valdez's glove into scorer's Groshans. Rockhounds have doubled the lead. It's 4-0. And for Shane McGuire, boy, how good is a 2-for-3 game feel? And again, they're just numbers. It's just the nature of the game of baseball, ups and downs, of course. But Shane, one for his last 25 in eight games coming into this game. He's 2 for 3 with a ribby. Now Jeremy Eierman. Takes outside for a ball, 1-0. So the Hounds have 4 runs on 8 base hits. The Sod Poodles have one base hit, 2 base runners, and no runs. Activity about to begin in the bullpen as Jeremy pops one foul. Backing out of play, 1-1. Oh, give it a look. My goodness, that ball, is that catchable? Oh, my goodness, that ball came back, and what a catch by DeRozio. That is out of our direct line of sight. The wind, remember, is blowing right to left. It's basically foul pole to foul pole. That ball came all the way back into play, and just inside the screen, DeRozio made the play. So Jeremy Eierman fouls out to the catcher. That is really exceptional concentration, swinging a foul back off the bat of Caden Trinkle. Not only just the trajectory of the baseball, and again being pushed by the wind, but so close to the screen. DeRozio, an outstanding play. Two men down, pitched to Caden, bounced it foul wide of first. It's 0-2. With the initial reaction, even Jeremy thought that that ball was going to easily get out of play, but it came back in. Of course, that ball usually bends back a bit toward the field to play anyway, and then you add 20 plus miles an hour of wind to it, and he got all the way back and just barely catchable, and catch it he did, J.J. DeRozio. Now Caden Trinkle swings fly ball, shallow right field, that thing might drop, that'll drop for a base hit, coming for third, and Shane McGuire going to be out. Yep, throw from third from Robinson, got him. Yep, Shane just trying to take that base, trying to go from first to third, but Robinson got to the ball in a hurry, and that'll go 9-5 on the putout. Shane McGuire thrown out trying to get to third base. That'll end the inning. The Rockhounds get 2 more. 2 runs on 4 more base hits. No errors and 1 man left on base. McGuire throwing out at third base, 9-5. Robinson to Melendez. So the bottom half of the 6th inning we go, and in the middle of the 6th, the Rockhounds are on top. The score now 4-0.
The majority of our franchise's most notable individual performances have come at the plate, but the guys on the hill have had some great seasons in the sun as well. In 2008, Vin Mazzaro became the first and is still the only Cub, Angel, or Rockhound to be named Texas League Pitcher of the Year. In 22 starts, Vinny went 12-3 with a 1.90 ERA, the all-time franchise best, and a 1.10 whip while we're at it. He was very good at home, a 2.63 ERA, but absolutely stunning on the road, a 1.17 earned run average away from home. One very impressive part of Vin's season was that his ERA went down each month. He got tougher as the year went along, finishing with a 1.17 July ERA before a very well-earned promotion to AAA. His major league career included 2 very rough outings, one in particular with the Kansas City Royals, and one in what was his final big league appearance with the Giants. His career ERA was a respectable 4.79. Take away just those 2 rough outings, and the number drops to 4.36. There are guys making a boatload of money with ERAs in that neighborhood right now. His best season in the show was 2013, when he posted a sub-3 ERA and 57 appearances out of the Pirates' bullpen. But the bottom line for our franchise, Vin Mazzaro's 2008 season was by far and without a doubt the finest in our 50-plus years.
Last half of the 6th inning, Rockhounds have made this a 4-0 ball game. Kevin Graham, Wilder Patino, and Tim Tawa, 8-9-1 in the order to face Domingo Robles. First pitch looking to bunt, but taking down and in is Graham. Struck out looking his first time up. Hounds have 4 runs on 9 base hits. Amarillo, no runs on 1 hit. Hounds have 39 hits in this series. Robles with the delivery. That's fouled back. Shadow crossing the mound. again, stretching out from behind the third base line. It's a rectangular shadow, almost precisely so, in fact. So ball just off the fingertips into the shadow, and a called strike two to Kevin Graham. Robles into his sixth inning of work. He walked the very first batter he faced. That was Tim Tawa. Got the next eight. Tawa then singled in the fourth. He's gotten the last six. Delivery swung on and missed. He's gotten the last seven. Kevin Graham out for the second time in this game. Domingo Robles with his sixth strikeout. And the batter is Wilder Patino. Bounced out to third baseman Jordan Groshans on what I thought was a really nice play. His first time up. Activity yet in the Hounds bullpen. Domingo in his sixth inning of work. Activity continues for Amarillo, so Dylan Files' evening appears to be over. Called strike 0-1 to Patino. Wilder to 216, three homers, 12 driven in. Tim Tawa on deck, the only man to reach base for Amarillo in this game. Pitch is inside for a ball, 1-1. I mentioned on that last play that ended the bottom of the fifth inning, Henry Bolte making the catch in right field. A swing and a miss, 1-2. When that sun sets as it is right now, and the shadows, the guys who are on the right side of the infield just stretch straight behind them. Same, of course, for Bolte and right. Little dribbler off his foot. Foul ball stays 1-2. And when Henry made that catch on the line drive off Jesus Valdez's bat to end the fifth inning, boy, his glasses just glistening with the evening sun. Stretching the pitch on the way from Robles, and that is up high for a ball. And the count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Tim Tawa on deck. Giancarlo Cintron in the hole if the inning is extended. Pitch swung on, and that ball is hit high and deep to right field, and that's got a chance. Bolte going back, but it's gone. Just got over the railing and a right field berm. Solo home run, Wilder Patino. It's a 4-1 ball game. Well, that is a double or a ball that is caught in almost any other ballpark. But here, it just had enough to get over the railing in right field onto the berm. A lot of folks out there, and that solo home run, just the second base hit for the Sod Poodles, but it gets them on the board. It's a 4-1 game, and the batter is Tim Tawa. Henry didn't miss that by much. Fence is 5 feet high. Ball just got over. Swing and a foul back off the bat of Tawa. Count is 0-1. Patino with his fourth home run, his 13th driven in. Of his four home runs, two have come against the Rockhounds. Robles with the delivery. Up and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. And they say 365 on that home run. So again, that was the power alley, so that is probably, that could have been caught in several ballparks, including ours, I would believe. Pitch up and away, 2-1, and 365 to power alley. Not quite the deepest part of it, but it had enough to get out here. Pitch is chopped toward third base. Jordan Groshans on a hop, makes the play, sets up throws, and got him. So two men down, sandwiched around the home run, and that's the first time Tim Tawa has been retired in this game. And Giancarlo Cintron will be the batter here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Hounds four and the Sod Poodles one. And this is a quick strike ballpark. Again, that low line drive just enough to get over the 5 foot high fence. And that's the other thing about this park in right, there's a called strike. There are, of course, low fences at almost all the ballparks in the league. Not all of them, but most. But certainly in the power alleys, you don't expect that. Swinging a foul back, it's 0-2. Tulsa has that as well, and Tulsa is also a very much a prolific home run park. Not quite as much as this one all around, but those two parks do lend themselves to homers. A swing and a miss, and Cintron is out on strikes on three pitches. So tip of the cap to Domingo Robles. He comes back, gets Tim Tawa on a bounce out, and his seventh strikeout of the game as Giancarlo Cintron goes down swinging. But the Sod Poodles do get on the board. Wildred Patino with his fourth of the year. And as we go to the top of the stretch inning, it's the Rockhounds 4 and Amarillo 1.
Reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rock Hounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockHounds.org.
Josmer Alvarez on to pitch. Dylan Bile goes the first six. Alvarez, as it turns out, will face the top of the order, Cooper Bowman, and does so with a pitch that's down and away for ball one. Seventh inning underway, Rockhounds 4 and Amarillo 1. Very similar to last night's game, Hounds winning 5-1. Pitch to Cooper, ground ball, it's snared by Alvarez. Good play by the pitcher. That ball was hit sharply back up the middle, and Alvarez reached up and snared it. That was a sharp bouncing ball. Alvarez helps his own cause. One down, and here's Jack Winkler. Dylan Pyle goes six innings. Ends up giving up four runs all earned on nine base hits. Did not walk a batter. He doesn't walk many guys anyway. Struck out five. Hit two batters, one with the bases loaded. Winkler takes low and away for a ball, 1-0. Struck out the side on nine pitches to start the game. An immaculate inning. Ends up giving up four runs on nine hits. Pitch to Winkler. Boy, a dart. 98 miles an hour outside corner. 1-1. Josmer Alvarez, 6'1", 155 is what they list him at. 22 years of age. Venezuelan. Swinging a pop-up. This is playable near the dish. J.J. D'Orazio has got it. So Jack Winkler fouls out catcher J.J. D'Orazio. Two men down in the seventh, and the batter is Henry Bolte. Well, 0 for 3 in this one, so he's 0 for his last nine. Again, Doc Checkmate, he had a base hit his last time up on Monday. Went 3 for 4 with a walk and a whip on Monday. 0 for 5 last evening, but again, hey, it's going to be a learning process at this level. Had four strikeouts. 0 for 3 with a strikeout, a pop to short, and a flyout to right. Pitch goes way back to the screen. That was 98 miles an hour and just grazed the glove of catcher J.J. D'Orazio. So one ball, no strikes. Henry playing in his third ball game, called up from Advanced Day Lansing on Monday. Joined the team here. Pitch down and away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Rated the A's number 10 prospect by MLB.com. Number 13 by Baseball America. Twist and a pitch, and that ball sliced foul right over our heads out of play. 2-1. But, of course, it's not going to be comparative to his first part of the season with the Hounds, as we've been talking about with Denzel Clark and Daniel Susak, among others. But this young man going to be fascinating to watch in this second half. Swings a little looper, that'll be handled by the first baseman, Beattie, and an easy 1-2-3 inning. So Alvarez throwing hard. That was 96 miles an hour, and that's looped into the glove of the first baseman, Beattie, and the Rockhounds go up and down in order. So we go to the bottom half of the stretch inning. And after 6.5, it's the Rockhounds 4 and the Amarillo Sod Poodles 1.
And the game goes into overtime.
Folks, I'm going to come back here real quick. We're going to have God Bless America played, I think, this evening. So I'd like to go ahead and include that here in the broadcast tonight on this third day of July. Let's take you downstairs. Passionately sung this evening, God Bless America. Very, very cool sight. Of course, they had a huge American flag image on the board through much of that, and this is a packed house on this 3rd of July. Baseball in America and 4th of July, and man, doesn't get a whole lot better than that. We'll have some trivia for you coming up in a moment. We go to the bottom half of the 7th inning. It's the Rockhounds 4 and the Sod Poodles 1.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The 7th inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
I was going to use this for our sound broadband road to the show, so we'll do both. Got to do a combined here. Our non-Googleable, of course, from our friends at Bud Light. And this also relates to our sound road to the show. The person involved does. A team was struggling. It's a big league team, by the way. A team is struggling, and they're in last place, and they're looking for some way to kind of kickstart things. So the manager comes up with an interesting idea. He does a lineup based on a numerical formula of sorts. I will give you the lineup, and it relates to their position on the scorecard. Pitch download of Matt Beattie. Domingo Robles, no one throwing in the bullpen. Hounds are a little short in terms of the bullpen as well with Jack Cushing's promotion. Just for example, leadoff batter in this particular order, we're talking about the center fielder. That's number 8. Swinging a fly ball to center, and coming on is the center fielder right on cue. Junior Perez, glasses glistening, makes the catch for the out, one down. So in this lineup that was concocted, center field led off, then the shortstop, then the left fielder, then the third baseman, first baseman, DH, and right fielder. Then at the bottom of the order, less importantly in terms of this formula, with the second baseman and catcher. But I will give you those numerical numbers and see if it makes sense. Swing and a miss. Ivan Melendez comes up. Ivan Melendez, excuse me, comes up empty. Ivan, a line drive to left field in the second inning, struck out swinging in the fourth. Shohei Tomioka will begin to warm now for the Hounds with one out in the seventh inning and a called strike, and it's quickly 0-2 to Melendez. So Shohei beginning to loosen, but Robles, remember, he started the season on the injured list, so this is, with just this alone, pitching into the seventh inning, certainly good news. And again, a veteran pitcher. You have a little more leeway, I would think. Jack Perkins has also been limited in innings. And still is a little bit. Pitches up high for a ball, 2-2. But Robles pitching into the seventh. The Shohei now warming behind him. Melendez at the plate. D'Orazio on deck. Nobody on. One out. Bottom of the seventh inning. Rockhounds 4 and Amarillo 1. Domingo said, here's the left-hander's pitch, and that's popped in the air, but it's playable for Cooper Bowman, I believe. Second baseman, yep, looking up. Shallow on the right field. Grass makes the catch. Shallow right center actually popped out to Cooper, two down. So that interesting formula concocted trying to get a team out of a slump by scorecard numbers that is, the lineup was 8-6-7-5-3-0-9. Then 4-2, but the 4-2 don't really play into it. Pitch is up high and away for a ball. 1-0. 8-6-7-5-3-0-9. It's not so much a mathematical formula as it is a piece of music. Good, bad music. You can good or bad. That's your call. Called strike 1-1. If we get a chance here, I do actually have the audio. But the manager who concocted this list was notable for doing such things, and he was also a great manager. A swing and a foul back, it's 1-2. In fact, he was the man who broke the curse, not the Red Sox, but the Cubs curse. Joe Maddon, who at the time was managing the Tampa Bay Rays in 2014, team didn't struggle that often, but they were struggling. They were in last place playing the Tigers, and Joe started his lineup by position, the scorecard numbers of the positions, 8-6-7-5-3-0-9, and a pitch clock violation. Domingo thought he'd ask for time, but instead it will be a 2-2 count, so it's 2-2 to D'Orazio, bases empty, two down. Pitch clock violation on Domingo. Delivery is way inside for ball 3, 3-2. We'll see. Shohei, of course, relievers get set and get ready very quickly. Robles, I'm sure, of course, it's the pitches, not the innings. Here's a swing, and that's a fly ball into left center field, but Junior drifting over, makes the call and the catch. Caden Trinkle ducking out of the way, and the inning will come to an end. So, boy, 7 innings, 1 run on 2 hits for Domingo Robles, and he struck out 7 in this ballgame. Well, we will give you the brilliance of Joe Maddon when we get an opportunity, maybe the other half, other side of this break, and we'll get you some totals as well. To the top of the eighth in Amarillo, Rockhounds 4 and the Sod Poodles 1.
Fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Right-hander Kyle Ament is on the pitch. We'll go to the top of the eighth inning. 4-1, Rockhounds lead it. Josmer Alvarez goes one inning. Three up, three down. No runs, hits, walks, or strikeouts. Three batters in a row retired. We'll see. I would have to think Hounds would go to the bullpen at the bottom of the eighth inning. Through 7, Rockhounds have 4 runs on 9 hits. Amarillo 1 run on 2 hits. Hounds have left 5. The Sod Poodles have left just 1 man on base. They've had only 3 base runners against Domingo Robles and Shohei. Almost said Ohtani. It's very difficult not to in your baseball game to say Shohei and not say Ohtani. The very likable Shohei Tomioka, thank you, is warming, so he will come on, one would think, in the eighth inning. But Domingo Robles, just outstanding here this evening at a hitter's ballpark deluxe, but gives up one run on two base hits. Each team has a solo home run. Brennan Malone for the Hounds in the second, his seventh of the year. And Wildred Pitino, the number nine guy in the order, in his fourth, to get the Sod Poodles on the board. And here is Brennan Malone. And he takes a called strike from Kyle Ament for ball one, for strike one, rather, 0-1 count. Slides into second for a stand-up double, yeah. 0-1 to Brennan, middle third of the order. He's got the cleanup spot in this one. Takes down low for a ball. It's 1-1. Brennan Malone is 2-for-3, a solo home run, a single, and he's bounced out to shortstop. Almost all of the infield grass now, and all of the grass, in fact, and left side of the infield in shadows. Ament delivers up and in for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Right-handed delivers, and that is just up and maybe tight. Tough to tell again from here. 3-1. Ament is a big guy. He's 6'5", 237. 24 years of age. He's from Iowa, Pleasantville. Went to Dallas Baptist. A swing and a miss, and the count goes full, 3-2. Hounds are bidding for a sweep of this three-game series. This week will be constructed of two three-game sets, one at each venue. And a swing and a miss, and this time Brennan Malone is out on strikes. So Ament with the whip and his first batter faced, one man down for Junior. Junior Perez is 1-for-3 with a bunt single that turned into a run. Extended his hit streak to 7 games doing it. Kyle Ament 1-1 with a 3.48 ERA in 9 relief appearances. He has 2 saves in as many opportunities. It's a swinging strike to Perez. Only 6 hits in 10 and a third. And only 2 walks against, including the strikeout a moment ago, 20 strikeouts. A 10-to-1 ratio. Wow, 7,700. Right, somebody told me they thought they might have 6,700. They get 7,700. Check swing did not go. One ball, one strike. You know, this place is packed on the 3rd of July. Teams head to Rocky Town tomorrow. Or the 4th of July. Swinging a fly ball right field. Christian Robinson drifts toward the line. Looks up into that bright sun. Tucks it away for the out. Junior flies out to right field, two men down. The batter, Jordan Groshans. So Kyle Ament, my goodness, 20 strikeouts against 2 bases on balls. Opposition hits 167 against him. He has a 10-to-1 ratio. How does he have a 3.5 ERA? Sounds like more like 1.5 should be the case, but we all know that doesn't always, those numbers don't always make perfect sense. Delivery on a breaking ball down and away to Jordan Groshans. Ball 1-1-0. Shohei is throwing hard in the bullpen, and he has stayed. But 7 innings for Domingo Robles. 1 run on 2 base hits. Pitch to Groshans. Misses for ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. 1 walk for Domingo. 7 strikeouts. 2-0 count to the Rockhounds' third baseman, Jordan, 2-for-3 with a single and a run, and a triple and a run. It's a called strike, 2-1 the count. We'll ask for Ty Knott. Got his first home run as a Rockhound in Monday's home run barrage when the Rockhounds hit a half dozen in this ballpark. Nobody on, two men down, top of the eighth inning. Long set by Ament, the delivery, and that's inside for a ball. 3 balls and 1 strike to count. Shane McGuire would be next for the Rockhounds. Hounds got 2 in the second, 2 more in the sixth. The Malone home run coming in the second inning. 3 consecutive singles and a hit batsman. And this pitch outside, ball 4. Well, that's only the 3rd walk against 20 strikeouts, so he didn't do that very often. Groshans, who now draws the walk here in the eighth inning, had the first of the three singles. Shane McGuire, who comes to the plate now, had the second of them, and Jeremy Ironman. And with the bases full and two down, Cooper Bowman was hit by a pitch. And that gave the Hounds a 2-0 lead. The bunt by Junior set the table. There's a swing and a pop foul out of play off McGuire's bat. It's 0-1. Dropped down a gorgeous bunt single to Junior Perez, and that was followed when Jordan Groshans sent a sinking line drive to center. Wildred Patino tried to make the diving catch, and the ball got under his glove and rolled to the wall for a triple with Perez scoring. Pitch is a called strike, and count is quickly 0-2 to Shane. And Groshans then scored on Shane McGuire's RBI single, his second base hit of the game. One on and two out of the eighth inning. Solo home run by Wildred Patino got Amarillo on the board. And here's a called third strike at the knees. And Shane McGuire is out on strikes. So Aim had a couple of whiffs in the inning, which he does a lot of, and one walk, which he does very little of. Shohei coming on. We'll go to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Rockhounds 4 and Amarillo 1.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
As we go to the bottom of the eighth inning, I was kidding about Joe Maddon setting his lineup on this date for the Tampa Bay Rays. And by position, by scorecard position, and he was looking for a way to kind of lighten things up and turn things around. 8-7-8-6-7-5-3-0-9. That's what Joe came up with. And how do you suppose he got that? And I would think probably only Joe Maddon probably would have done this. Yeah, he really would. Yeah, the immortal Tommy Two-Tone and Joe Maddon, and that's how he set his lineup on this date for the Tampa Bay Rays. Only Joe, only Joe. Here's Christian Robinson. He takes a called strike from Shohei. It's 0-1, no balls, no strike. Did things like that, did Joe Maddon. I don't know if he wants to, but if he does, love to see him manage again. He's just a great baseball man, is Joe Maddon, and just a tremendous guy. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1-1. Joe managed in the first 2 years of the Angels affiliation, and he has the worst multi-season winning percentage of any manager in our franchise's history. All the guy did, of course, is win a World Series with the Cubs. He figured it out. Pitch outside for a ball, 2-1. And, yeah, those teams didn't have a whole lot of talent. But the chance to, after he managed here, he also was a roving instructor and, of course, was a big league coach and interim manager for the Angels, was Joe Maddon. Pitch high for a ball, 3-1 from Shohei. This is just a 3-run game. We've already seen a little bolt of Hodgetown Lightning on that home run by Wildred Patino. Hounds have led virtually all the way, but boy, just nothing seems safe in this park. Pitch down and away. When a swing on a pitch that was low and outside, he got a piece of it fouled back, 3-2. Robinson will be followed by Valdez and Graham here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 7, 8, and 9 in the Amarillo order. Domingo Robles with an outstanding start. Delivery swung on, foul back again. 3 and 2, the count remains. 7 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. And again, one of the hits was a home run. Likely not a home run in any other ballpark. Would have banged against the wall, I would think, in most. Might have been caught. But if nothing else, a double pitch. No, it's down and away. Ball 4. Boy, Shohei with a leadoff walk in the eighth inning. And well, that's an uncomfortable feeling in any ballpark, and in this one especially. So it's one on and nobody out. Here is Jesus Valdez. Shohei 2-2 with a 5.08 ERA. Makes his team-high 25th appearance. 28 and a third, 25 base hits. Opposition hitting 234 against him. That walk, though, was his 20th against 25 strikeouts, and that's the befuddling part on the year for Shohei. He misses here. One ball, no strikes to Kevin Graham. One on and nobody down. Of course, a huge crowd on hand here tonight, just shy of 8,000. If the Sod Poodles get something going, here's a pop-up that'll get out of play. And the count 1-1 to Valdez. That one finds its way onto the roof. So Shohei Tomioka on in the eighth inning for the Hounds. Colin Palouse and Seth Elledge went last night, multiple innings. Pitch swung on, and that ball is hit in the air to center field. Going back is Junior, and he'll haul it in. That ball traveled about 380, 385, straight away center field. Well, you hold your breath here. That wind again, right to left, 20 miles an hour. If he had pulled that ball a little, probably would have been helped out of the ballpark, I would think, by the wind. But it was the straightaway center, and Junior hauls it in. Here's Kevin Graham. One on and one man down in the eighth inning. Christian Robinson, the base runner, has a big lead, not going. Pitch is inside to Graham for ball one, 1-0. Robinson had struck out twice looking against Domingo Robles, hitting just 174, but he draws a base on balls, and he's got some speed. Not necessarily a base runner type, but can run pretty well. Stretch and pitch, and that's down in the dirt, blocked by Shane McGuire. Good play by Shane, 2-0. Shohei would seem to be, to me, one of the guys you would least expect to have issues with command, but it's been something he has battled off and on through the season. As a 2-0 count here with one on and one man down. Runner goes, pitch is taken, and the ball popped out of the hand of Shane McGuire, stolen base for Christian Robinson. And it is a 2-1 count. Shane tried to pop up and make that throw, but the ball got on the transfer to the hand, just slipped away, so it's a runner in scoring position, a 2-1 count to Kevin Graham. Wildered Patino, who homered his last time up, is on deck. Graham waits, left-handed hitter, 2-1 count. Shohei's pitch floats one. What do they call? Pitch clock violation. Well, that was interesting. So it is 3-1. Boy, that pitch, I don't know if time might have, maybe Shohei saw a time called or saw the violation called and didn't throw it as hard as he meant to. That had a weird look to it. Comes back with a fastball, fouled straight back at 94 miles an hour, 3-2. So full count with first base open. Patino on deck, then the top of the order for Tim Tawa. Hounds lead 4-1. Stretch and pitch by Shohei. Got him, called third strike. Good fastball at 95 miles an hour on the inside part of the plate. Third straight strikeout for Graham in this game. Boy, Shohei reached back a little on that one. 95 for the strikeout. So now here's Wildred Patino. He homered last time up. Point, by the way, about the right field berm here is that that railing is 5 feet high and it extends all the way out to the right side of the batter's eye. There's a swing and a miss, 0-1. And in almost every park, Tulsa, I think the only exception, trying to think about Arkansas, maybe Arkansas as well, but you usually have a much higher wall there. So this ballpark already home run friendly, and that certainly adds to it. 0-1 count. Mr. Patino swung on and missed. 0-2. Good breaking ball that time from Shohei. So now 0-2. Leadoff walk and a steal. A ball hit the deep center field. A one-out strikeout. And after the stolen base, runner in scoring position, two out in an 0-2 count. Time called at home plate by Patino. Shadow lengthening out. And first base umpire is Ben Engstrand. He's shielding his eyes as he looks toward the pitcher. The stretch and the delivery. Inside for a ball. Count is 1-2. Tim Tawa, top of the order on deck. Last of the eighth inning. Rockhounds lead by the score of 4-1. Shohei comes set, the delivery, and it's way high for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. And Christian Robinson runs pretty well, so a base hit of any kind to the outfield, one would think would score a run. Two down in the inning. The stretch and pitch on the way from Shohei and is bounced toward third, but it's a foul ball. And we'll do 2-2 again. Ball game in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Now the hound set up here with a right-handed hitter at the plate. Right side of the infield shading him to pull. The pitch on the way to Patino is down and away in 3-2. First base is open, so the full count with two down will not affect the base runner. But a big pitch here for Shohei Tomioka. Stretching the 3-2, and he got him! Swinging a miss on a fastball. Boy, Shohei a little bit of everything in that inning. A walk, a deep fly ball, but he comes back and strikes out the last two batters of the inning. And again, it's Hodgetown, and that just absolutely magnifies every situation such as that. To the top of the ninth we go. Rockhounds 4, Amarillo 1.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service. We offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Rockhounds 4 and Amarillo 1. We go to the top half of the ninth inning. Jeremy Ironman, Caden Trinkle, and Cooper Bowman for the Rockhounds. In the Amarillo ninth, it'll be Denise Correa, who is starting to warm and stretch out quickly. And he will face the top of the Amarillo order in the last of the ninth inning. Jeremy takes a called strike from Mitchell Stumpo, who comes on to pitch. Big right-hander. Delivery is swung on a swinging bunt. The dribbles foul. First base side, 0-2. Jeremy with a strong single to center field. He and Shane McGuire had really nice back-to-back line drive singles to center in the second inning. Hit by a pitch in the fourth and fouled out to catcher J.J. D'Orazio on a really nice play right by the screen in the sixth. He bats here in the ninth inning. Looks down and away for a ball, one and two. Allen's going in order in the seventh, got a one out, make it a two out, walk one batter in the eighth inning. One base runner. Chopper foul well wide at third base. Count stays one and two to the Hounds shortstop. So a 4-1 ball game. Hounds taking the first two of this series. Last night we were interrupted by rain for almost 2 hours. Delivery down and away, and the count goes 2-2. Boy, in retrospect, and it was a long wait and really didn't look like the field would be playable. But, boy, the alternative would have been a doubleheader today, and that is at least likely so. And, boy, I'm not sure you want that. Pitch down and away for a ball, 3-2. And the Rockhounds did indeed go on to win that game 5-1. They lead this one 4-1. Mitchell Stumpo, a 3-2 count now to Jeremy Ironman. 0-2 has now run full. Stumpo's pitch, and that's sent sharply foul but wide of third base. I know that was sharply hit because, A, it looked like it, and, B, Gregorio didn't make an attempt at it. He likes to play those foul balls, says the former Major League infielder, and a good one, really good one. Here's the stretch, and Stumpo's second 3-2, now down and away. Boy, that's a well-earned bases on balls for Jeremy Ironman. Of course, it's not a good at-bat because it's not an at-bat. It's a plate appearance. And Jeremy 1-for-2 with a hit batsman and a walk in this game. Batter will be Caden Trinkel. Caden is 1-for-3. Single to right field his last time up. So one man on and nobody down here in the ninth inning. Trinkel takes. From here, tough to tell where that missed inside would be the guess. One ball, no strikes. Ah, tomorrow night we're back behind home plate. Good to be home anyway, and good to be behind the dish. Swing and a miss, it's 1-1. Hey, look, just happy to be in the ballpark and all of that, but boy, it's just an odd way to look at a baseball game. That, from a broadcasting standpoint, that is. One ball and one strike, pitch down and in, ball two. Cooper Bowman on deck, Jack Winkler in the hole for the Hounds. Hounds got two in the second, two in the sixth. Amarillo scored in the bottom of the sixth inning. Wildred Patino's solo home run. Trinkle swings, bouncing ball out towards second base. I'll have to come to first with that, so that's an erstwhile sacrifice. Caden bounces out to second baseman Jesus Valdez. One away, but Ironman into scoring position for Cooper Bowman. Cooper 0-for-3 and a bases loaded hit by pitch. You know, he hadn't reached base in this game other than the plunkage, but that also brought home his 42nd run batted in. Leads the team among current Rockhounds. Of course, still trails Colby Thomas, who had 47 ribbies here. He's gone about 2 weeks. Called strike to Cooper. Boy, that pitch just got there. Good delivery by Mitchell Stumpo. Stumpo has been really just sensational. Pop up, third base side, foul ground. That's playable. Melendez, got it. Pop out to third, so two men down in the inning. In 15 appearances for Amarillo, Mitchell Stumpo has a 0.56 earned run average. He has given up only 9 base hits in 16 innings. The walk a moment ago was only his fifth against 18 strikeouts. So Stumpo, in 15 outings anyway, has been as good as anybody in this league. He fires, and that's a strike call to Jack Winkler. Jack 0-for-4 in this one. Right-handed hitter has a guard on the back of that left hand. Like a padded guard of some kind. I've seen that all that many times. Pitch misses, 1-1. In bright orange batting gloves. The Hounds wearing the deep sky blue jerseys this evening. Amarillo has been in the camouflage last night and tonight. Pitch down. Oh, got there. Called strike outside corner. Boy, that pitch just barely got there from our angle. Again, can't see inside and outside corners at all here. that's really guesswork. But up and down, especially with a right-handed hitter, you get a really good look as we're looking across at home plate. Boy, that pitch looked low, but no reaction from Jack. Delivery swung on and fouled back to count 1-2. And obviously Stumpo's numbers tell you that he's throwing it pretty well where he wants to. Donis Correa all set to go for the Rockhounds. He's loose and ready. He'll just throw occasionally to just stay loose. He'll come into the ballgame in the bottom of the ninth inning. Got interesting in the eighth, but Shohei with a hold. Pitch from Stumpo and a swing and a miss with him way out in front. So Mitchell Stumpo walked a batter that he doesn't usually do that, but he gets a strikeout in a scoreless inning, and that he does a lot of. No runs or hits, no errors, and one man left on base. So we'll go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. It is a 3-run ball game, and Donis Correa will come on to pitch after eight and a half now in this ball game. As we go to the last of the ninth, Rockhounds 4, Amarillo 1.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
We are going to the bottom half of the ninth inning in Amarillo, Texas on this third day of July. Top of the order in the last of the ninth, Tim Talla, Giancarlo Cintrone, and Matt Beaty will face right-hander Donis Correa, who comes out of the bullpen. Scoreboard imploring the fans for noise, and got about 8,000 fans here. They ought to make a bunch. Donis Correa comes into this ballgame making his ninth appearance, 0-1 with a 1.93 ERA. This is his fifth save opportunity. He hasn't pitched a lot in terms of innings, 9 1/3, 5 base hits, 3 walks, and 10 strikeouts. Opposition hitting 152 against him. So Correa on to pitch in the bottom of the ninth inning. Field going to shadows. The sun is not yet fully set, but it's behind a bit of a cloud bank and a building. So right now, the sun not an issue. And here is Tawa, who is 1-for-2. He has walked, singled, and bounced to third. Rockhounds 4, Amarillo 1, last of the ninth. Correa's pitch is a dart for a strike, 0-1. Tawa, 265 on the season, but he's hitting better than 325 against the Hounds. A stretch and pitch, a swing and a miss. And that was 99.58 miles per hour, to be precise. Depends if you round up or round down. If you round up, that was a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Correa set, 0-2 count. Tawa waits. It swung on and missed, and that was 100 on the dot, 100.12. Donis Correa with a three-pitch whiff. He'll mop the brow and face Giancarlo Cintrone. Boy, that is some serious heat. Cintrone 0-for-3 with a strikeout. All of that against Domingo Robles, the starter. Pitch down and away at 98. One ball, no strikes. Matt Beaty on deck. Ivan Melendez in the hole. And you look at this lineup, and Cintrone becomes a huge batter to keep off base. Swing and a miss. And an out in front. of a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-1. You do not want the possibility of Ivan Melendez being at the plate as the tying run. He is that powerful. Delivery swung on. Popped in the air. Right field, not deep. Henry Bolte on the move. Still running. He got it! On the line and crosses into foul ground. Henry Bolte, that thing almost dropped. High pop up in the breeze, only about halfway down the right field line, maybe not even halfway, and Bolte came a long way, reached out, and again, we are sitting down the right field line, so we got a great look at that. And man, that was one nice catch. That ball flirted with coming out of the glove. It's two down for Matt Beattie. Bottom of the ninth inning, 4-1. Rockhounds lead the side poodle. Swing, ground ball, and that's handled by Brennan Malone to the bag. Ball game. Rockhounds sweep the sod poodles. Three games here in Amarillo. Danny's Correa with the save with a 1-2-3 inning and a 100-mile-an-hour fastball along the way. Brennan Malone, who homered in this game, handles that final ground ball out, and the Rockhounds win it 4-1. Sod poodles go in order in the last of the ninth inning. The Rockhounds come to Amarillo and give up 6 runs in 3 games. Hounds scored 14 opening night in this one. So the Rockhounds win it 4-1 as the final. Domingo Robles was sensational in this game. Bullpen got a little interesting in the 8th inning with Shohei, just to be honest. But again, last night, bullpen was sensational. Tonight, 2 innings, and boy, Correa was absolutely overwhelming. So the Rockhounds win. We'll give you final totals in a moment, but on a when they come back at a 5-4 road trip after stumbling a bit in San Antonio, the Rockhounds have a winning road swing. They'll head home 5-4 and a 3-game sweep here at Hodgetown, and you gotta love that. Tip of the cap, gentlemen. Job well done. Totals after this from Bud Light.
The game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds, 4 runs on 9 hits, no errors, 4-9 and 0 for the Rockhounds. They left 7 men on base. For Amarillo in this game, 1 run on just 2 base hits. No errors, and Sod Poodles left 2 men on in the ballgame. They had a couple of walks, a single, and a solo home run. So had only 2 base hits and only 4 base runners in this game, and they left 2 men on base. Neither team committed an error in the ballgame. Each team had a solo home run. Brendan Malone is second in as many games, his 7th of the year. That came in the second inning for the Rockhounds, and Wilder Patino, his 4th of the year, solo. That came in the 6th inning for Amarillo. The winning pitcher is Domingo Robles, who went 7 innings, 1 run on 2 base hits, a walk, and 7 strikeouts. A hold for Shohei Tomioka, and a save, his 5th in as many opportunities for Danny's Correa. The loss in the ballgame goes to Dylan File. He will fall to 2-7, started the game with an immaculate inning, but he will take the loss. Again, huge crowd here today, 7,704. They're going to wait a little while for fireworks. They're going to have a band play, I think. Kind of cool. And then they'll have fireworks. And this ball game lasted just 2 hours, 8 minutes, thanks largely to Domingo Robles on the mound. He was absolutely outstanding. Again, the guy's been around a little while, and health has been the only issue on the year. And he looked plenty healthy in this ball game. So the Rockhounds win it. They sweep this series again, finish the road trip 5-4, the only team to start with 9 games on the road here in this second half. And the Hounds will head for home with a sweep in Hodgetown. We'll take a quick second look and say so long right after this when Rockhounds Radio continues.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Rockhounds 4 and Amarillo 1, and that is your final this evening. Brennan Malone. Got the Hounds on the board in the second inning. Interesting turnaround. Dylan Pyle had an immaculate inning to start the game. 3 strikeouts on 9 pitches. Malone led off the second. Got down 0-1, but then hit a 2-2 pitch out of here to left field. He really got it. Then Jordan Groshans, Shane McGuire, and Jeremy Ironman back-to-back-to-back singles to load the bases with one out. Cooper Bowman actually has a game-winning RBI. He was hit by a pitch, and that made it a 2-0 game. Hounds made it 4-0 in the sixth inning. A bunt single by Junior Perez. It was a beauty. So Perez with a bunt single. Jordan Groshans sent a line drive to center. Center fielder Wildred Patino tried to make the catch. Ball got under his glove, went to the wall. Perez scored with ease. Shane McGuire then drove a single to right field. That scored Jordan Groshans, and that made it 4-0 with the Hounds leading. Wildred Patino, a solo home run. Probably a double anywhere else in the league. Maybe a couple of exceptions. I don't kind of think this is the only place that's going to be a home run. Just cleared the railing in the power alley to right center field at 365. And again, that railing only 5 feet high. But again, it was a well-hit ball by Patino, and that'll turn into a solo home run. And that made it 4-1. But that was it. Domingo Robles walked the first batter he faced. That runner was caught stealing. That was Tim Tawa. Got the next 8. Tawa singled. He got the next 7, and then Patino hit the home run. But Robles goes 7, 1 run, 2 hits, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. Absolutely terrific. And Domingo with the win drops the ERA from 3.95, a full half point down to 3.41. Shohei with his 6th hold, and Dionys Correa, man, did he look good. His 5th save hit 100 miles an hour on the gun. 5 saves in 5 chances, and he will get the save in this ball game. Junior's bunt, by the way, extended his hit streak to 7 games. So just an absolutely gorgeous bunt. Very, very heady play. Hounds are now on this season 45-33. And again, 5-4 in the second half, and that's important. They're the only team to start with 9 games on the road in the second half, and they ended up winning 5 of them, including the 3-game sweep here. Hounds will face a kid tomorrow who is really good, Billy Corcoran. 4-2 with a 2.53 ERA and other numbers to match. He's been tremendous for Amarillo. And Blake Beers goes against him, and that's interesting. Blake coming off the best month, I have to think, of his professional career. The right-hander is 6-5 with a 4.60 ERA. Had a tremendous month of June. So Blake Beers and Billy Corcoran tomorrow. That game is at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Hounds are back home on the 4th of July. It's been a little while since the Hounds have been home on Independence Day specifically. And not only that, but for the weekend as well. Fireworks tomorrow. Friday and Saturday, and hope that whatever you have in mind for the 4th of July, whether it's the 4th or on into the weekend, that you'll spend part of it with us at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Baseball and fireworks and, oh man, just doesn't get a whole lot better than that. We'll look forward to seeing you at Rocky Town. Now for all of us with the Rock Hounds at Hodgetown in the Panhandle, Rock Hounds win it by the final score of 4-1, and they head home for the 4th of July, and these two teams will continue their series and renew it at Momentum Bank Ballpark tomorrow. Until then, Bob Hart saying so long, Red, so long, Leo, so long, Mr. Scully. And with the Rock Hounds winning it, so long from Hodgetown.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rock Hounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockHounds.org is your place for all things Rock Hounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rock Hounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rock Hounds Baseball.